Exclusive: Club for Growth lobbies Senate Democrats against For the Politicians Act. By Sean Moran on June 18, 2021. The Club for Growth launched 4 radio ads Friday lobbying Senate Democrats against the For the Politicians Act, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. The grassroots conservative organization launched 4 ads in 3 states targeting Senators Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, Mark Kelly, Diaz, and Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz. The ads will cost $25,000 and will remain on the air through the rest of the week. In the ad targeting Kelly, the Club for Growth noted that S.1, the For the People Act, would let politicians use tax dollars to pay for campaign ads, even those nasty negative ads that trash up the TV. Mark Kelly helped write the thing, Kelly's a co-sponsor, the narrator in the ad said. Plus, it'll stop states from requiring ID for voting. Shoot, I need an ID to get a fishing license. Yep, that's Senate Bill number 1. Ask me, it smells more like number 2, the narrator said. The ads serve as the latest in the conservative organization's efforts to stop House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's, DCA, marquee legislation. Breitbart News reported in March that the Club for Growth launched ads to pressure Manchin and Sinema against the For the People Act, contending that the legislation would be disastrous for the country. The legislation would radically transform America's electoral system and give the federal government significantly more control over elections. The legislation would federalize control over congressional elections, declare that standard state and local maintenance of election systems, such as purging ineligible voters from voter rolls, limiting vote by mail, requiring voter ID, and establishing rules against felons voting, would erode the right to vote, restrict lawsuits against the rules in H.R. 1 to the federal court system, which is, coincidentally, favorable to Democrats, establish online and automatic voter registration, protect illegal immigrants from prosecution if they vote, establish same-day voter registration, register minors to vote, mandate early voting, establish nationwide vote by mail without a voter ID, and allow ballots to be counted 10 days after Election Day. So, Cortez Masto is for tax-financed campaigns and no voter ID, the narrator asked in the ad targeting the New Mexico Democrat. Senate Bill 1 is for the politicians, not the people, the ad targeting Sinema said. In the ad targeting Manchin, the narrator said that France has stronger election laws mandating voter ID than the United States. The narrator asked rhetorically, do you really need taxpayer-funded negative ads? It is absurd, no? Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.